Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tonight's stories: bluffing,
removing someone,
financial support,
vacation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Sam
and Maddie. We're back with the Sam and Maddie episode.
It's a Smatty episode.
I don't want to get all Drake and Josh on you, but Maddie and Sam sounds better. I know I just introduced it, but I'm like, with Maddie and Sam instead of
Sam and Maddie. I don't think Maddie and Sam or Sam and Maddie have like one's like over the other. I feel like they're both equal. Maddie and Sam.
Because Drake and Josh are both one syllable.
Yeah.
So even, but for some reason, Drake sounds better.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Josh and Drake. Josh. Because that's what I hear when I hear Sam and Maddie. But now that I'm hearing it again, I'm like, Sam and Maddie does sound good.
Now that you're saying it. I hate that I have to admit this, but it is.
I lost it. It's like one of those things when you hear the word so many times.
I use Smatty. Do you like Smatty? It's a Smatty sode.
Oh, right. Ma'am.
No.
Welcome back to Ma'am.
There has to be a cool, funny, weird thing. Okay. And Ma'am, another Ma'am sode. Yes, ma'am. More of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. We need Brandon to bridge the gap here.
Oh, no. We're too weird on either side.
Yeah, because we're too chatty.
Yeah.
We're on opposite sides, but we're chatty. So Brandon being in the middle, giggling and just being silent, it does something
too. It diffuses us.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, we're doing too much.
We're doing too much. Yeah.
But when Smatty's together, we're chatty.
Yeah! Okay, I do like Smatty.
Chatty.
I do like Smatty. So, yeah, Brandon's busy.
He didn't want to come over. That's all he said to us. We were like, we're going to do an episode. He's like, I'm busy.
I was like, okay. Like, this has been in the books for at least a few months.
It's not a priority to you.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of tough. Because it's like, that's your cousin. That's my man. And yet he does this. You know?
Anytime you say, that's my man, it makes me laugh. You're like, that's my man.
Because I never say it in any other context.
You never say it any other time. When you're like, that's my man.
It feels weird. Like, what else would I say?
When you're talking normally about him to other people, you just say my boyfriend, or do you say
my boyfriend? But my man is quicker.
Yeah, my man is quicker. And my man, there's like something about
it. It's like, that's my man compared to that's my boyfriend. You know, I don't know. It's giving different energy. Okay, so all these stories are from r/comfortlevelpod.
Hey!
So if you guys want to submit your own stories, make sure to go to r/.
Okay. Just kind of vibing.
You're literally about to get snatched up, Husker. Yep, there he goes. Take him away. Security.
Book him.
Security.
Book him. Little criminal. Little hoodlum.
Yeah. r/comfortlevelpod.
Yeah.
If you send it anywhere else, we probably won't
see it.
We definitely won't read it. And the community won't be able to respond to it, because that's probably the best thing that we've done from having this, is being able to read all of your guys' responses.
Yeah. Also, yeah, don't send them in the mod mail. Definitely post.
Yeah.
Because we're probably not going to read it from the mod mail. There's been a couple.
Am I the asshole for removing someone's groceries off of the self-checkout line?
Ooh.
When do you step in? Or should you even have to ever step in?
You should never have to step in. But I do hate that now all grocery stores are just turning into giant self-checkouts.
Mm-hmm.
When they first came out, I was happy because I was like, oh, this is a way to not interact with a person.
Perfect.
I love a self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm coming around to the point where I'm like, does anyone work here anymore? Because every time I go to Walmart, all, they have so many lanes. They had built so many lanes and they're all closed except for the self-checkout.
Okay, so it's showing me a video of me. It's accusing me of stealing right now. Yeah. It's showing me a video of the top of my head, which I was not planning on seeing today. Worst, is there anybody that can come help?
Camera ever.
Is there anybody that can take this off the screen so I can check out?
Because I look and I'm like, I didn't think I looked great, but that's how I look to you?
I'm like, okay, how can I be slouched from the top of the... You can see the slouch from the top of the camera. I'm like, okay. Am I the asshole for removing someone's groceries off the self-checkout line? I'll start by saying this happened several years ago, but recently came up again when my friends were trying to convince me that I'm not as non-confrontational as I think I am. So several years ago, my roommate and I, both 19 or 20 females at the time, did a late night supermarket run. I had just gotten off of a double and honestly didn't want to go in, but she can't go alone with, you know, anxiety. It was a late night, 11:30, midnight at the time, which is important because only two lanes were open at the store and they were both self-checkout. So we walk up to one of the lines and we're waiting for maybe 10 minutes. I notice that the line we're in isn't moving. There are two people with carts ahead of us. The next line has six people with full carts in it. And I mean full carts, like taxes just came in. As I'm looking around, I notice there are groceries that are on my line, but no one at the checkout. 5 to 10 more minutes pass. The next line is down to five people, so we move over. Then I suggest the two women from my line move over, and I let them in front of us since technically they were there first. 10 more minutes pass, still six people in front of us. I want to leave. I go over to the self-checkout to see if there is something wrong with the checkout. There isn't. I notice a half cart, so I start loading the groceries that were on the line into the cart. I then wave the two women over that were originally in the line and I let them check out. Midway through the second woman checking out, a woman runs over asking where her stuff is. She just had a bathroom emergency and had to run off quickly. It had been at least 30 minutes and she wasn't there when I originally walked up to the line, but okay. I was going to let her go next, but before I could speak, the people currently checking out in the second line spoke up saying, "Those rude fucks couldn't wait, so they just moved it. You can jump in front of us." I just rolled my eyes and I shrugged and I started loading my groceries up. Then the heifers behind me just started yapping. Kids these days, no respect. I would never. Can't wait just a few minutes. Shouldn't touch other people's stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Me, yeah, I shouldn't have to do that too. The attendant should have been here clearing the line. We can't take bathroom breaks in the middle of checking out. This really sends them into a tailspin. There's a bit more back and forth, them going on about young people not having respect for their elders, and this woman was like barely in her 40s. I finished it off by saying, bruh, how was I supposed to know she had a bathroom emergency and that she didn't just abandon her groceries? It seems idiotic to all congregate in one line when both lines are usable. I'm trying to go home. I just ignore the rest of their huffing and puffing and buy my groceries. So was it rude of me to move the groceries from the line? Should we have waited or gotten the attendant? Which, ew, I like as little communication with people as possible. And she clearly didn't give a fuck anyway. And this was a time when supermarkets had actual cashiers, not 20 self-checkout lanes. Mm. Am I the asshole?
30 minutes?
30 minutes is a long time.
30 minutes is, because I am getting, I'm angry at 10 minutes. If I'm still in line in a checkout line in 10 minutes, I'm furious. Mm-hmm. So 30 minutes, especially at a self-checkout, if I just see things there, I'm stewing. I'm like,
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
So I don't think you're the asshole. I don't know what these people were seeing before, unless they, I'm guessing they just got there.
Yeah.
So they don't know the struggle you've been through. I've been here for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
In the checkout line.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see the young, old thing. But I'm like, I don't even know how old the person is because I never saw the person. I've just seen the items. I don't know who the person is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would piss me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you're the asshole for that. I mean, you waited long enough. And you were just trying to solve a problem.
Yeah.
But I do also get why you're saying, where is the attendant?
That's their one job.
The attendant is not there for more than 30 minutes, maybe like 5-10 minutes, but they're not back and being like, hey, what's going on with this line?
Right.
Because all they're going to do anyway is they're going to move it to the side. And so when the person comes back, they have their groceries. You're just going to have to recheck out and get in the back of the line.
Because was it in the middle of it? If they could take the stuff off and just start ringing up, that means they never started, right?
Or they were like in the middle of it. I think you can like you can exit it out.
I thought the people had to close it, but maybe you can just cancel it on your own.
Well, I think some of the self checkouts that I've been to, like if you wait more than 2 minutes, it'll end it. Like they're like, do you need more time or
are you okay?
Did you go to the bathroom?
Because the camera, we're looking at you. We don't see anyone here anymore.
They're like, I'm not detecting a human at this point. Just like a little dog. He's like, just putting a bone over, trying to scan it. I don't think you're the asshole for that. And it's frustrating when you're trying to solve a problem. You're not even trying to like be like, oh, I'm so impatient. I'm trying to just get my groceries and go. Because both times, both of the people in front of you, you're like, hey, do you guys want to get back in front of us?
Yeah.
We're moving to this line. You're considerate, do you want to move over here?
Right.
We're moving to this line. I just cleared this for you. Do you want to go now? Like, it's not even you being inconsiderate or whatever. You're just trying to get the lines to move, doing what an employee there should have done.
Yeah. Even though it is funny to me, they mentioned they were like, I don't want to interact with other people. I'm never talking to two. They talked to these two women twice. They're like, you want to come over? That's so much interaction. I'm like, I would be like,
Yeah, well, maybe they were trying to not make it seem like
they were cutting.
They were cutting.
Yeah. But I'm like, in my head, I never think if this happened to me and I was those two women and I saw the person go, I'm like, you're just brave enough to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm like, I don't know if I'm, maybe at 30 minutes, I'll be brave enough. I'm like, okay, yoink, yoink, yoink.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not moving lines. I'm just going to stay in this line that I feel is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the attendant?
Because can somebody just walk out with your groceries?
This is the cushiest job because it's not like Walmart where there's like 30 self-checkouts and they're like, they're running in between.
They're just monitoring you.
Yeah, there's two. So you can realistically just like.
Yeah.
One of my two obligations isn't working. I should go fix that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just the state of grocery stores where they're trying to cut costs in every kind of way by understaffing. And so there's probably not a lot of people, but one person can handle two lanes. I think that's something you can do.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. And I don't think you're the asshole for that. And it is frustrating to hear the people in the line who might not have been paying attention or for whatever reason wanted to take it out on you as if this person was a victim.
Yeah.
Your groceries were moved so other people could go because you were gone for 30 minutes exploding up that toilet bowl.
We know you were.
Okay. I hope you wash your hands before you approach me.
Right.
Okay. But,
we smell it.
We smell it, man. The door opened for 3 seconds. We smell it.
And that's what we've been talking about mostly is the smell. We're like, who could have made that? There's no way a human made that smell.
Because now I'm looking over your cart. I'm like, you need more fiber in there. You don't have any fiber in that cart.
There's no fiber at all.
That's all processed sugar. And I can smell it. Why do you have so many bags of hot Cheetos? Right. And you don't have any apples.
Exactly.
You don't have any sweet potatoes.
And I think you went in there wearing pants and now you're in a skirt now. That you bought from Walmart.
Yeah. And I'm just like.
Where are the pants at? Huh? Where are the pants at?
I mean, you did say it was an emergency, man, but you can't just leave that in
there.
So,
yeah, you're the, especially if I'm the person coming from the bathroom, I'm not saying anything. Because I'm embarrassed now because I'm like, I was in there for 30 minutes. I know that.
Because you're also not going to lie to me and say you're only in there for 5 minutes. Because I'm going to be like, ma'am, I've been waiting here for, I'm gonna up the time. I've been waiting here for an hour. I'm going to bring that up.
Yeah.
And somebody can try.
What were you doing for an hour, ma'am?
Because even if they fact check me, I'm like, okay, well, what was it? 30 minutes? 30 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, 30 minutes is a huge. Oh, yeah. So you say an hour. So they're like, no, it was. It was only 30. You're like, 30 minutes? Oh, you fell into my draft card. Thank you.
Or if you want to fact check me, I got here at this time. Yeah. Still a long time. So you knew how long you were gone. It wasn't five minutes.
Exactly.
Calling her bluff.
Yeah.
Like this next story.
Like this next story.
Not the cough of disappointment. He said, okay. Okay. Okay, so this next one is, my now ex-wife thought I was bluffing when I told her I wanted a divorce. And I like how his little card is for fun. Instead of, you know, like relationship advice or am I the asshole, it's just marked for fun.
I have been changing some of these because some of y'all don't know what you guys are putting. Is it really for fun?
Yes.
I know, but is the story actually for fun, or did he just not
put it's it like a am I the asshole story, okay, more than anything. Okay. Or like relationship advice, or like maybe relationship advice.
I'm trying to remember the story that I changed for sure, where it was like, I was like, this is heavy. And they're like, oh, that's for fun. I'm like,
my now ex-wife thought I was bluffing when I told her I wanted a divorce. So first off, I want to say I love the content and I've listened to almost every episode. I also want to give a shout out to Sam and the Ottoman Empire.
Oh.
So I have been divorced for almost a year now, and I thought I would share my story. To keep this somewhat short, I will be leaving out a lot of details, but I'm willing to answer any questions that anyone has. So 2 years ago, I was involved in a severe car accident where I had a garbage truck pull out in front of me, and I did not have any time to respond, and I hit it going 55 miles per hour. I'm still going through recovery, and I have been through multiple procedures to try and help get the pain under control so that I can return back to work. I also had my appendix rupture, and I had an emergency surgery in May of 2023. Looking back, I can see now that she was being extremely distant from me, but at the time, I didn't notice because I was more focused on my recovery and physical therapy to try and get back to work. After I had my appendectomy done, she became very distant and very secretive with her phone. A few months later, she finally told me that she was feeling overwhelmed and stressed out about the situation I was dealing with, and said she wanted to go stay at a friend's house to talk with her about her feelings and clear her head. Well, 2 days later, it was her birthday, and I found out that she had made plans to go to dinner with some guy from work. She didn't end up going because he did not respond to her text messages. We had an argument at the time, and I was willing to move on from it because we had been together for 14 years, married for 12.
Mm.
Just a few weeks later, I found out she was looking for an apartment, and I told her if she moved out, the marriage is over, and I would ask for a divorce. The next day, she came home and told me she had just went and looked at an apartment, and she signed the papers that day and was waiting on the approval of the background check and employment verification. The next day, I found out she had been texting another guy for about 4 months, and also found out that she told him she wanted him and wanted to know when and where to meet up. When I confronted her about it, she said she was joking and nothing happened. Maybe that's where the for fun comes from.
Okay, that's fun.
She ended up moving out in August 2023, and 2 weeks later, I showed up to her apartment with divorce papers. She was very shocked and very emotional and told me that she didn't think I was being serious when I told her that I would ask for a divorce. I ended up filing for a dissolution, and since we don't have any children, it was a lot cheaper, and the process could be done a lot quicker. The divorce was finalized December of 2023. The past year since has been a struggle with trying to earn money to pay bills and trying to stay positive with my recovery. There was a lot of detail I left out to try and keep this as short as possible, so I'm willing to answer any questions that anyone has about what I went through and about how I'm doing. He said, my now ex-wife thought I was bluffing when I told her I wanted a divorce. That's the title.
I feel like there is detail left out. How can she be shocked?
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious about. What was her thought process? We've been married for 12 years. We've been together for 14 years. I think we're moving backward. We usually come together, and now you're like getting a separate place.
Becoming distant.
Yeah.
Not
take out the whole her talking to other guys, all that other stuff. If my partner just came like, I'm probably just going to go get my we've been married for 12 years. She's like, I'm probably just going to get my own place. You're like, okay. That's not something we discuss. Like, why?
Why? Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But I mean, again, I think like you said, I think the top comment talks about it as well, is I don't understand how she's surprised that after doing all of that, that you would want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Because you moving out would make it seem like you want to be separated from me.
Yeah.
So let's separate legally.
I'll give you what you want. Yeah.
And then I don't know if she was talking to two separate men. I think that's what he was alluding to.
Yeah, the guy on the birthday coworker was different than the guy that she'd been talking for 4 months.
I think so. And the only reason that's why crazy. She didn't go through with it on her birthday is because that guy didn't respond back to her. And then she had been talking to somebody else for 4 months, if what I'm understanding is, if that's right from what I'm understanding.
I would have divorced right there. If on your birthday, after we've been married for 12 years, I got to keep coming back to the 12 years. That's so long time. Hey, I spend your birthday with you because this is your day. You're my partner. And you're like, I mean, I'm probably going to go out with some guy.
Well, I don't think she said that. She said, I'm going to go spend a few days with this girl at her house. But in that period of time was her birthday, and she was planning on going out with somebody. So that's so where the details were missing of like, well, when did you find that out? Where are you hearing all this information? Did she tell you this? Yeah,
are you texting her on her like, happy birthday? Like, you want to do something tonight? She's like,
I was going to go out with this other guy, but he kind of ghosted me.
What was that?
Well, I'm speaking to a coworker from work, and so we were going to get a lunch
about
dinner date.
Work or is this
both? We have different conversations throughout the day, and yeah. So anyway, forget about that.
Okay.
He just didn't show up. So yeah, I'm free.
Oh, thanks.
You're like 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years. Woo! And this is how you treat me.
Well, especially too, thinking about the fact that he got in a really horrible accident. Yeah. And then he had another serious surgery. So she's not there to help him recover, it sounds right. like, or supporting him at all, because she was very distant even during that period.
Right.
But he's like not even paying attention because he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get better myself. I'm not even worrying about the relationship that much, you know. So I was like, oh, my God.
It does sound like, because I'm like, you hear this a lot when people get sick and people are like, a lot of people are done after they don't really believe in the sickness and health. They're like, it was really only for health. And if it's not, if you're sick, I'm out. It sounds like what she's been through, that's what she's doing. But it's almost like she was moving on emotionally with other guys, mm-hmm. potentially one or two other guys. And it seems like it didn't work out with them. And so she wanted to keep, because that's the only way I can think justify is like, she's like, oh, it's not really working out, so I need to keep this marriage thing. But he's not going to actually do it, so I'm going to move out, still work out these other options while keeping this in my back pocket, which is a crazy thing to assume. That's the only thought process that would even make some kind of sense, even though it doesn't make any sense.
My guess is she's probably been thinking about it for years.
Oh, for sure.
And so when she finally saw that opportunity of like, okay, yeah, this isn't. But instead of speaking to him about that, and like ending the relationship, she just literally wanted to cheat and thought that that would be fine because they were together for 12 years. They're not going to get a divorce. It's like,
it's too late.
No, if you're not going to, I mean, this is monogamy. Yeah. What do you mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I wonder if she was more distant for a longer time.
Yeah.
And he just didn't realize. But it also could have very well been what was happening over the past year. And so much has happened that she was basically, because it, he did say that she was only speaking to somebody for 4 months, so.
It's so weird.
But yeah, no, I'm sorry about that, OP. I guess, you know, I'm happy that you're happy, I assume, that this is over with, that you got a divorce.
You're struggling, though. I feel bad for that.
Yeah.
But you're an Ottoman. An Ottoman, we got to stick together. We got to rise up.
Yep.
I don't get why we don't have an ottoman here. I don't even think why you'd even consider getting an ottoman.
Well, I only bought these pieces of furniture, mm-hmm. and this was free. I said, I'm taking this. What do you mean? This is just, I like this so much.
Replace
and it was,
this with an ottoman, it'll
no,
go crazy.
No.
Because ottomans can be tables.
This is a table. This is the function of a table, I know, is but just to be a table.
What about an ottoman that can be both?
No.
Get you a furniture that can do both.
No.
That's what I always say.
You know what I want? I want 15 plus year old furniture that was taken out of a house that they didn't want anymore. That's what I want.
And I agree with that because that's my entire house.
That's what I want.
My entire house is furniture from other people. I'd never really bought a piece of furniture.
Uh-huh.
But an ottoman, I'm buying an ottoman. If I get a chance, I'm buying me an ottoman. I already have an ottoman.
I don't even think there's space for an ottoman in this area
right
now.
Yeah, just get rid of this thing.
No.
Throw this over there.
No, because I don't want the ottoman to have too much control, because the main party in the comfort level like population is comforters.
And we don't
I
know.
I think you guys are too loud as if you're the main population. It's comforters.
We don't know that for sure because it's been a while since we've actually like
done a poll.
I think we need to do another poll because I do think the tides are changing.
What do you guys want to be called when we post this? Yes. We're going to post another poll. So please, either put it in the comments or, you
Ottomans,
know, that week
up.
We're going to post a poll. What do you guys want to be called?
Ottomans, you have to stand up.
There's not enough.
Ottomans,
there's more comforters.
This is our time.
It was an astounding number of people being like, call us comforters. And I was surprised about that, too.
But I just think that was what I feel like that was like a year ago. I feel like it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think things people were like kind of getting with the Ottoman kind of sensibility.
No,
the
Ottoman. No. I think Ottomans are just more vocal. All right. I just can't wait till we go on vacation.
Like this next story. I was really going to say, oh my gosh.
Not the shelf about to fall over.
Rip these shelves down. That's crazy. And I was doing so good today. I had therapy today and I felt so good after this session. And now I got a whole nother thing I got to talk about.
The last time I saw you, you must have had therapy too. Because that was when we were singing the Chaka Khan stuff with Jill. So you have therapy on Monday.
Yeah, usually every other Monday. But I need to bring you up.
So she does this thing where she transitions and it's like she's been doing the buttons for years, right? But whenever she transitions, she always hits the pause button. Enough. But I don't know. She tries to say that it's like not on purpose or whatever. But okay, so this one is, am I the asshole? I went on vacation without my boyfriend that paid for it.
Wait, did we do this one before?
Mm-mm. Am I the asshole? I went on vacation without my boyfriend who paid for it. I, 30 female, had a trip planned for a year with my boyfriend, 39 male, to Mexico. He waited last minute to get his passport. Come to find out he owed child support, which he already knew about. Long story short, he has a timeshare and he was able to get a luxury resort at a good price already paid for in Mexico. However, since he couldn't go, he booked another resort in the United States that I agreed to go with him to after the passport situation during the same dates. I had already booked a plane ticket and an excursion in Mexico, but I really wanted to see him. A week before the vacation, we were on the phone and had a really bad argument where he belittled me and called me out of my name. Out of anger, I told him that I'm not going on the trip with him in the United States, and I went to Mexico to the resort that he paid for. I called the company to put the reservation in my name. He knows I'm in Mexico, but he doesn't know I'm at the resort he paid for because he didn't know I had access to his account to change the reservation. I am here in Mexico having a blast, and we have talked during our trips. He told me he's miserable by himself at the resort in the United States. He also asked me to be his girlfriend today, which I agreed to. I honestly don't feel bad because he was so mean to me a week before I left, and this should teach him a lesson to be more respectful towards me. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you are. Ooh. They weren't even boyfriend, girlfriend before.
Yeah.
That's interesting to go on a trip like this.
I think you're the asshole because you're doing it out of spite.
Yes. That's what I totally agree with.
I don't know. Because you guys were also fighting too when it happened. So the fact that he doesn't even know that he paid for your trip, even though it was already paid for, is also kind of sketchy. Like, are you ever going to bring that up to him?
How did you get this information?
Yeah, how... You're not dating.
You're not dating. How do you know this?
That person should be fired, to be honest. The one who switched it in the name. Like, okay.
You're like, what's your relationship with him? We're like, oh, we're just kind of talking. We're just kind of seeing each other. It's like, oh, so not your boyfriend?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Yeah. So, I mean, I am sorry that you guys got in a fight and he was calling you out of your name. But I don't think that makes it okay for you to go on a trip that he paid for without him and like change it in your name.
Right.
And then for you to still be cool with him and then get back together with him.
Right.
I don't think that's cool.
Did she plan on not go? She said she was going to go to American one, right? Until the week before.
Yeah, she agreed. And then they got in the fight. And
but
then
but she was like, she had bought a flight and excursion. So she didn't cancel the flight or excursion.
Apparently not.
So she just had that sitting there, that money out there.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
That seems fishy to me.
Yeah. So I'm not sure when you did like your excursion, and obviously you probably got your flight before, but I'm not sure when you planned your excursion.
Right.
But you did agree to go with him in the United States, and then you guys got in a fight. So I would get why you just wouldn't want to go at all.
Right.
To either. Because I wouldn't want to be on it. I mean, I guess you weren't being on a trip thinking about him, but then you were because you guys did get back together. It's I don't know.
You were talking throughout the vacation, and yeah, and then you became boyfriend and girlfriend. So it wasn't bad enough. You were like, well, I don't like this person. I don't see what I see in him.
Yeah.
He hurt me enough that, especially before you get in a relationship, like if this hurt you that bad, you're like, well, why would I get in a relationship with him?
Mm-hmm.
You still got in a relationship with someone. It does just seem petty. You're just doing this. Like,
very petty.
See
yeah.
what you And that's how we're starting this. One thing I can understand is I've been on vacation with a significant other and like we've had a fight in the middle of it. And it is uncomfortable to be on vacation with a partner and you're fighting. Mm-hmm. So to go into a vacation fighting, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But still, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't, especially if I still like this person, I still want to be with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to justify this later on.
Yeah.
To like, oh yeah, I went to Mexico anyway.
Because I feel like it would be an invasion of privacy if I found out my partner had gone into my account and like changed stuff in their name and I still paid for it. I mean, I guess he was okay to it to a certain extent because it was a timeshare and he was like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, I don't know.
How long were they together? Did it say?
It was planned for a year, but they must have been talking.
Oh.
So they must have been together. I mean, it was a relationship.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't defined, it was literally a relationship for a year. But
so just like a situationship where they're doing stuff.
But they're planning trips.
They're planning trips.
He just didn't define it, or her, but probably him.
Yeah.
But they're in a relationship.
How old were they again? He was 39 and she was...
He was 39, she was 30.
Yeah, you're the asshole. I think...
People don't agree in the comments, though.
Oh, they're...
Top comment, not the asshole. Don't date people who belittle you. Move on. And then somebody else said, or who are so behind on child support that they can't get a passport. Hello, deadbeat. And then said, do you, OP, think he would not be a deadbeat with you if you ever had children? People of low character do not change. You deserve better.
And here's where I'm like, I don't disagree with those statements.
And then somebody else said, whenever a person does something to teach him or her a lesson, it's a good bet that that relationship is almost over. Everyone sucks here. So there's different opinions, but...
Because I think, completely separate from the situation, those like things of like being behind on child support so I can't afford to pay something that we plan, like you don't have... When people are like not thinking ahead and thinking about stuff that everyone, a normal person would think of, that's a red flag to me. I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with that.
Yeah.
That's separate from you deciding to go on this trip and switch anything and do all that. So I think I'm more M along everyone sucks here. But it really is you're the asshole because you did it in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that relationship is going to work or not, I can say probably not. Judging by how this went and how you went about it, how he went about it, yeah, it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it definitely does sound like the dude is a red flag with the fact that he cannot get a passport to leave because he owes that much child support, which is a little suspicious.
How much are passports? Like 100 and something?
Well, I don't know. I think from what they were saying, he can't leave the country, which is why they won't give him a passport.
They're like, oh,
that's how much child
so
support
much.
He owes. This Even is bigger red flag. Why did you agree to stay with him?
Dang, child support got into the passport office?
It must have.
That's crazy.
He's going to need some financial support after that.
Like this last story. Ooh.
Did it right. I did it right.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and? Mm. Well, yeah, no, it'll be interesting to hear what people have to say about that.
Because my only thing is I'm only going by what do I want. That's what I usually think about in situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want this relationship to go? And how is my action going to help that or hurt it?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like doing that would hurt it.
Yeah.
But maybe you do want to hurt. Maybe you don't want to be in this relationship and this is just a thing to, you're not being honest with yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe that says more of the fact that you're happier on a vacation by yourself than going on a vacation with him after you make up.
That's the number one thing.
A bigger thing maybe that we just pointed out. You're like, I love talking to you on the phone, but I'm happy being here.
I'm having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for not financially supporting my husband more? Hi, everyone. I know I might be the asshole here, but I need some perspective on just how much. Here's what happened, and then I'll provide some background. Yesterday, my 19 female husband, 29 male.
Wait. 19 female, 29 male?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. I'm going to keep an eye on that one.
Lack of self-awareness. Uh-oh. Husband, too?
Yes.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Not good.
Set up a new joint bank account for about two for our 2-month-old daughter. Whoa! Whoa! So at least 11 months
yeah,
together.
At least 11 months, and then you had time before that to time like have a that. Relationship. Uh-oh.
And you're 19.
You're married as well. Uh-oh.
So 18. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe it's a late 19. Benefit like they're about to turn 20.
Yeah.
So the 11 months is in while it happened. While
so she
19.
At least had 6 months of being a grown adult teenager.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Whoa.
A new adult. Maybe at least she had 6 months since she graduated high school.
Oh, no. Because he's had several years. He has 10 years.
Yeah, he's had 10 years he's since he graduated years,
so
high
it's
school.
A difference. It's a slight difference.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay.
Yesterday, my 19 female husband, 29 male, set up a new joint bank account for our 2-month-old daughter and said I should put her child benefit money in that account. He wanted to use it for only her needs, not personal expenses, but also asked me to discuss any further purchases I make for her with him beforehand. I pushed back a bit, saying that since the child benefit is in my name, I'd like to manage it. I've been the one primarily handling all of her needs, except for nappies, which he buys, and I haven't been frivolous with it. He got upset, saying it's her money, not yours, but I clarified I wasn't spending it on myself, I just didn't want to lose control of it. This led to a bigger discussion that evening, and he ended up saying he felt hurt and unsupported. He reminded me of how, when he was struggling a lot financially, I hadn't offered him more help, even though he later saw in my bank accounts, which he needed for a visa application, that I had about 1,200 euros saved up. To be clear, this money came from gifts after I gave birth and saved universal credit payments. In my mind, I was saving it as an emergency. I was saving it as a cushion for our family's emergencies, not necessarily to help him pay off debts or cover monthly expenses. His comments really hurt in this conversation. He said I wasn't kind and that I'm greedy, and he implied that he wants a wife who would be kind and give more. It felt like he was suggesting he'd prefer a different partner. Now for some additional background. While I was pregnant, my husband decided to quit his job to work on a business in his home country. I supported him because it's his dream and he genuinely thought he'd find a new job quickly when he returned. But it's been about 8 months and he's still looking. His business does all right, but it leaves him with a very tight budget. So I applied for universal credit to help us. I give him half of what I get since he covers rent and food. Before we were married, we agreed I'd be a housewife and he'd give me a monthly allowance of 200 euros for personal expenses, covering other essentials. Once he quit his job, I suggested lowering this amount, which he appreciated and still gave me what he could. But once I got universal credit, about 800 euros a month, it didn't make sense for him to keep giving me money, and I started giving 400 euros a month. One reason why I took more money monthly than I took before is because I wanted to save some money because he's particular about not relying on benefits more than needed. He even didn't want me to apply for council housing, and he didn't want our rent listed as more than 600 euros on the universal credit form. He also doesn't want to take certain jobs, fearing his clients might see him and it could hurt his business's reputation. So he's been looking for very specific jobs. And honestly, previously, I never asked for more money and learned to do beauty treatments I like to get myself. And after buying items to keep my appearance and on public transport, I could buy clothes and things when I needed, and I always felt uncomfortable asking, so I liked the freedom that money gave me. I admit I've been cautious with my savings. I wanted to avoid being a new source of income for him, while still keeping a financial cushion for emergencies. I also wanted enough for things like transportation, toiletries, and even clothes for myself, since I couldn't always afford those before. I know in our culture, as practicing Muslims, my money is traditionally my own, while he's responsible for household expenses. But I know I could have been more open about what I had saved, as I did save one whole universal credit payment that was backdated. He also pointed out that since I don't technically work for the universal credit payments, I shouldn't feel entitled to it, and we only get it because we have to pay rent, which is partially true. However, they also give this money as I was pregnant and unable to work and will give for 2 years post-birth, and then I will need to start working to receive payments. Honestly, right now, I'm feeling hurt by his comments of me being greedy and unkind, so it's a bit hard to see the situation clearly. If anyone can give advice on how I should handle this, it would be great, as I'm still kind of immature and I don't know how to support him slash deal with these situations. I would also like to clarify, even though I did give him extra money whenever he asked, as always, I had at least 50 euros saved. So am I the asshole for not offering more financial support to my husband, given our situation?
Because I can only talk from the perspective of Western culture. Being Muslim, there's probably things with the religion that plays into it that I didn't know about. Like, if a woman has it, then it's just hers and then the man. So that was interesting to find out. For this, I feel like the age definitely plays a huge factor in this. And for most people, this is what my problem with most age gap relationships are. Because I am still more along the lines of like, well, if you decide today you're quote unquote an adult dating another adult, hey, that's fine. What I think the problem in the relationship is when someone is 10 years older, and specifically when you're literally just becoming an adult, you're 19 years old. Mm-hmm. This person has 10 years of experience with people, with relationships, with different things over you. And so usually when you're 19, this might be even be, this could be your first or second like real relationship where you're having to deal with these kind of issues. So your only example is either this relationship or something even more childish than what you're doing now. So you can feel like some things are okay because this person's telling you. When you have some more experience with your belt, you're like, oh, this is not something that I would accept. Or even if like, I don't even know myself to know things that I want or things I would expect in a relationship. You probably haven't looked at yourself and thought about like, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. You're just kind of accepting what's happening because this older person who seems
to know what they're doing,
is telling you this is the way it goes. And you're like, well, I guess I'll accept it. And I love this person, so I'll just follow what they say. And it creates this imbalance that I think a lot of times as the younger person gets older and they become like disillusioned with what's actually happening in the relationship, they like, whoa, now I'm stuck in this. And then the older person were like, well, this is what we agreed to at the beginning. What are you talking about? Why are you different now?
Yeah, but you're like, if I was your age, I don't know if I would agree to it.
I literally grew up as a person in this relationship. I'm actually growing right now and finding out myself and discovering things about myself. And no, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. So saying they're bad people, I hate when like, I don't want to like call people who date people younger bad people. But I do think they don't have, they're not fully grown in themselves. And they don't have a good understanding of themselves that they're targeting young people because they're quote unquote easy pickings.
Yeah, I think regardless of religion, I mean, I know it's not as common like in Western culture, but I think usually a lot of people that go for younger people, they find the naiveness appealing.
Yes.
Because it's like, I can mold you to be who I want you to be. And I know this isn't the main thing of the story, but hearing your age, it was like, oh, this is kind of a really big age difference. And you just became an adult.
Yes.
So who knows, were you guys talking before then, or was it just a really quick marriage? But yeah, I think that's the one thing that people just kind of are weary of. Like when I hear that, I'm like, does he go after you because you were in a moldable age?
Yes.
You know, if you were 29, the age, or if you were like, what, 28, let's say, when you guys started talking or whatever, would you still agree to be with this person? So I think the fact that he already has, and I think also dating somebody with that much age and it feels like they have experience, it feels like in a way of like, okay, they can be in charge of me because like you said, they have more experience, 10 more years of experience being an adult.
Yeah.
It feels like kind of a superiority thing a little bit over you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, well, they know what to do. I forget my point. I forget what I was going to go with there.
And I do think there are signs in the story that because of the age difference, there's red flags. Even though I think if you were the same age, of things like,
I think the control.
The control. I need you to have this account. I need you to run things by me.
Is a red flag.
I think in some relationships, there are allowances that are done in okay ways. But the allowance to me on top of all that stuff is like, it's just ways I can control you and you should be okay with it. And our age difference is playing into that. Like, this is reinforcing that.
And if we have anybody, if we have any people in the audience that are like practicing Muslims or they know a lot about the culture, if we're missing something, like make sure to chime in the comments because we're speaking from an outsider's perspective.
We're definitely talking from a Western perspective where I think, at least in America for sure, like women are supposed to have more agency, more independence over their lives, where religion, it's not so rigid, even in a lot of the religions in our the Western side, it's not like you have to conform to this thing according to these teachings.
Even though that's definitely still here.
It's definitely still here.
You have, it feels like you have an option.
But it's not formalized. It's not codified in something.
So it's like, to a certain extent, I think maybe him wanting to have control of the money maybe comes from maybe in that religion, a man controls that aspect. And I think you did talk about that a little bit, OP. But coming from my perspective, that sounds controlling.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't understand how he can't understand that it's for your daughter. And it's like, he, it sounds like he doesn't trust you when, you know, you also expressed you just like having your own money. You like having to have money that you can spend for however you want. And that's okay in your religion. And it sounds like he kind of wants control of all of the money that you bring in.
Yeah.
And you don't want to give up that agency because you like having some control of something, you know, just to have money to spend. It's just a nice thing. You don't have to ask him for everything. And I don't think that's wrong for, I don't think that's wrong or weird. I think it's weird on his end for wanting so much control about the money and not trusting you with setting up that fund or trust or whatever for your daughter. And then trying to make you feel bad for it.
Yeah.
I don't like how he's trying to make you feel bad for it. Calling you unkind. And
that, I didn't like the way, unkind.
It sounds like, he's trying to mold you into that person that he wants you to be.
You're right.
So he's using those words of like, oh, you're unkind was one. And he wants you to be a giving woman. Mm-hmm. This one aspect about you does not sound like you're not a giving woman. Right. I don't know you, but this one aspect, if you were to say, well, I don't want to do that, that doesn't make me think you're any less giving.
Right.
And I think he's trying to twist that word of you literally giving up this control that you have in your life. And I think that's a little, maybe just keep an open mind. If you do watch this.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind about that.
Definitely keep an open mind.
Cause that's a red flag to me, but again,
you're exactly right. When the kindness and him saying like, I feel, what did he say? He didn't feel like she didn't support him she didn't support him when he lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That totally seemed like manipulation from an older person to a younger person.
Yeah. Cause she's saying she doesn't have money. And the only reason why she has money is for the housing. And
right.
She's just been saving it up. And she does express clearly, she said, I just don't want to be a new source of income for him. I admit I've been cautious with my savings. I wanted to avoid being a new source of income for him while still keeping a financial cushion for emergencies. So maybe it sounds like he spends a lot more than he saves as well. And that worries her.
Oh, yeah, because I got red alarms with one of your slip-ups when you said bets instead of debts.
I'm like,
that changes the story.
I cut that out, but instead of saying debts, I said bets. And I totally gave you the wrong impression. Yeah. I was like,
dang, he's really a bad guy.
You're like, that's about to happen, isn't it? I was like, no, it actually doesn't.
Because it doesn't remind me in Shays, which I think the other story is worse, is the financial infidelity where you're like, hey, I've got my own money. I am contributing to us, but I still have my own money and I might save some. And he was like pushing back against the idea of like, why would you need to save? Why would you need to do? I'm like, well, why are you getting so bent out of shape out of this?
Yeah. Like he's owed that money.
Right. And I can't have my independence, because that is the real thing of a man controlling the money. It's like, oh yeah, the money comes through me. And if this doesn't work out, your livelihood, you basically have no life.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to women's over many years, many centuries of like, they didn't work, so they didn't have money. If we separated, they're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's fine because he had all the money and he might have to pay alimony or something. But I'm like, it's still, you're depending on him for something. And you're like, no, I just want to have, I'm not saying we're getting divorced, but I want to feel like I have some agency in my life and I want to have a little squirreled away. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. Whether that's okay in your culture or not, I don't know. But I'm like, I feel like you should be able to have that little bit of independence.
Because it sounds like it is okay.
Yeah.
Because they're like, whatever she brings in, that's her money. Yeah,
she's already going over and beyond because she's giving some of the money to you.
To him. She's saving for the family.
Yeah. And she knows you don't have a job. And so she's like sacrificing for the family. She's like, yeah, I'm going to give money every month because this is what I'm doing.
I wonder if they had to get married so soon, though, because she did mention something about his citizenship, like from the country that he's from.
Oh.
So I wonder if that's an aspect of also all of this, of making such a big decision so quickly because he needs to become a citizen here to stay. And to continue basically dating her. So he's like, well, why don't we get married? Or else I can't be here.
Yeah.
So that just adds so many layers. I think the age gap. I think age gaps, to a certain extent, the older the youngest person gets, it's fine. Like if the youngest person was 29, and the other person was 39. Okay, that's fine.
Totally different thing.
You guys, you have both been adults for so long. But, you know, she's been a kid her entire life until technically defined by the law. As of this moment, she's a teenager.
Right.
Or she's an adult. But she still has two more years of being a teenager. So it's weird.
And this is why I would urge any of our listeners who are like 14 to 19, 20, even probably like 21, 20, like 14 to 23. If you're engaging in a relationship with someone older than you, really try to think critically. It's hard. Because I'm like, we're all that age and you're like, oh, I don't always make the right decisions. But just think critically of like, is this, if I were that age, try to put yourself in that age, like Maddie said, would I want to date me?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not saying you're a bad person or you're like, you're not great or deserving of love. But why would an older person who's supposedly further along in life want to date someone that much younger than them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real question. And it has nothing to do with you. I'm more looking at like, why do they want to date someone younger? Why can't they date someone their own age? Are people their age not attracted to them for some reason?
Well, there was something that was, somebody explained age gaps relationships in a video that I was watching as life arenas. So they're basically like, it makes sense. Age gaps relationships and whatever, it's totally fine as long as you guys are in the same like a time of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you guys are both getting started in your careers, or, you know, it makes sense whether she's like 22 and he's 28 and you guys are in a career field.
Right.
That makes more sense. But it's kind of weird to think about, oh, I just got out of high school and this person is a business owner, mm-hmm. from what she said. This man has his own business. This guy is established. Like there's all these things. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's they were in two different life arenas. So it's weird that he would be wanting to go after. I mean, it's not weird because, you know, we explained it. For him, this is very enticing. He has a young, beautiful wife who he can shape into who he wants to be.
Yeah. If this man was truly so mature,
he would not be wanting to date somebody that young. No.
Because I can't date someone really young because I think it's what you're saying with the life arenas. I'm like, I just feel like we're talking about different things. And it's not interesting to either of us what we're talking about.
So, top comment. Massive red flags that he wants to control so much of the money. And someone else said he has plans for that money. And I'm sure it's not for the kid.
I think some of the really cool shows I've watched more recently, they haven't had new seasons. There's a show called Rami. There's another show called... I can't remember. They're both Muslim comedians and this like slice of life kind of shows, like about their lives and their families. And it's like, it's really cool. I think it's a really good insight into Muslim culture and relationships, especially them being Muslim American and dealing with like what their parents are saying versus like how Americans, because I think Rami does a lot about dating,
mm-hmm.
and different stuff like that. And it is interesting, like those concepts do clash often, and they can feel like schizophrenic because they're like, well, I actually do agree with like a lot of the Muslim tenets, but also I'm American, so some of them are like very repressive where I'm like, oh, I don't want to get along with that. So I think we have those same issues.
I was just going to say that. I feel that right now with, like, yeah, with some of the Christian ideals.
So religion in general. Yeah, like, religion. I'm trying to subscribe to this thing that's in this book.
But I genuinely feel like I'm hitting a wall because I feel conflicted by this ideals in this book.
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me right now is how male-centered the Bible is.
Yeah.
As I learn more about myself and, I don't know, being away from the church for like a year and a half and then coming back in and hearing like the sermons and stuff and mm-hmm. how it's very much like the guy is the main and then the woman supports.
Yeah.
Coming from like a family where I've seen that, but the woman is basically like pulling for the whole family.
Yeah.
She's like, but it's like easy for her. She's like, all right, so, you know, pulling the family, but technically she doesn't get the credit. And then me also myself, like owning a business, liking to be bossy. I like to do things myself. I don't necessarily only want to be a helpmate. Yeah. I don't only want to be a helpmate. And so that's like one of the biggest things that I'm like struggling with right now with religion, specifically Christianity, is how male-centered it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll just go to church and I'll just hear that it's basically just about men, here's what you can do. And I know also sometimes it's man, not men, mm-hmm. like humankind.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it is men. And then it's like, but your wife looked pretty and gave you children. And I don't know. I'm talking out of my butt here because...
No, I think there's a lot of validity to it because when I hear it, there's some parts where I think about the state of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at our church, a lot of things are like fatherlessness contributes to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But also I can say, you can say fatherlessness contributes to a lot of issues we have in our families and in the world. Like, people's relationship with men can suffer from not having them in the place. But that doesn't, I sometimes feel like if you promote that so much, it kind of devalues the contribution that women are making currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom is stepping up. My mom did step up because of the absence mm-hmm. of my father. And so I can say, oh yes, I do think men should be more present in their family. They should be more present in other families' lives. And I do think that as a person, I want to do that. If I have a family, I want to do that. But that doesn't mean that things aren't actually better than they could have been because women were there.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to show both, like, women, and not all women, there's women doing bad, but women, right. You're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And just because it could be better does not take away your contribution at all, which I does feel get lost a lot,
mm-hmm.
especially on the internet.
So I don't know. I think it's just religion in general.
Religion,
there's a lot of things, a lot of traditionalism that I don't agree with, but it's in the Bible. And so having a relationship with God, you're like, how much can I bend this rule? Like, how much is like, was that written by man or was that written by you? You know what I'm saying, God?
Well, we don't want to get pushed into like the fact that the Bible is like a construct. The most famous thing, New King James Version, was made by a king who decided these things go in the Bible and things are taken out that I don't want you guys to read. So it's like already a thing that's shaped by governments, even if it was a long time ago. The entire Bible does not exist. Like, it's been cut into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, that's already a thing where I'm only learning things that this king wanted me to know. Mm-hmm. Why did he only want me to know these parts and not other parts?
Yeah.
That's already an interesting thing.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to this episode of the Comfort Level Podcast, Schmatty Edition.
Schmatty Edition.
Schmatty. Where does the...
You
where
did a the, shot. The shot is weird.
Schmatty Edition. Make sure you're liking, subscribing, commenting.
Comment who you are. Are you an Ottoman? Are you a comforter? Are you a cousin?
Yeah. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.